This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My guy.
I can hear you laughing throughout the entire quote, by the way, just so we know. That was Craig Breslow talking to Rob Bradford in very easy to digest, you know, soundbite. He's a soundbite machine, this guy.
It's the longest yes ever.
Yeah, basically. Very, very long yes.
Without saying yes.
And he didn't even say yes. That's true. As you know, if you haven't been living under a rock here following the Red Sox, they had a meeting with Juan Soto. And it was very, very long. Sean McAdam, a friend of the program, went deep into this on the Mass Live, in his article on Mass Live today, which I will read a piece of it for you right now. The Red Sox met with free agent outfielder Juan Soto in SoCal, Southern California, Thursday night, according to a source with knowledge of the get-together, in what was termed a productive first session.
Ooh, nice. Productive. I like it.
Sam Kennedy, Tom Warner, Craig Breslow, and Alex Cora represented the Red Sox, who offered a formal presentation to Soto and his representatives, including Scott Boras, designed to introduce Soto to the team. The meeting lasted approximately 3 hours.
Ooh, hay mucho.
Soto was said to be impressed by the Red Sox presentation, which included a video taking note of the franchise's hit. Before we even take a step further here.
Okay.
Sam Kennedy, Tom Warner, Craig Breslow, Alex Cora. Anybody missing there?
John Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why isn't John Henry at this meeting?
I don't know.
Where he's potentially going to pay $600 million to acquire this player. Don't you think he'd want to maybe, I don't know, meet him?
No, he's delegating. He gave them the authority to spend any money needed, so just let me know when you sign him.
Soto said to be impressed, took note of the franchise's history of star players in the video from the Dominican Republic, Soto's native country. Red Sox laid out their plans for the future and highlighted the crop of soon-to-be-arriving top prospects while giving a detailed outline of ownership in Fenway Sports Group. I'm sure that was very exciting, you know? By the way, here's the owners and all the other stuff we own at Fenway Sports Group. So I was like, yeah, cool. Awesome, guys. Also, by the way, highlighting the crop of soon-to-be top arriving top prospects. Did you not mention that they all play the same position and they're all lefties? Is that like, was that part of the presentation? I'm already dubious about this, but let's get to the good part here. In turn, Soto wanted to know about the team's commitment to winning, player evaluation methods, Fenway Park, and its facilities. The Red Sox did not discuss money or term with Soto, as the meeting was largely introductory and informational in nature. Boston did not make a formal offer at the early stage of the free agent process. Soto may be seeking a contract for longer than 10 years, and the total value of his deal is expected to top $500 million, with some estimates pegged at equaling Shohei Ohtani's landmark 10-year $700 million contract with the Dodgers. Soto, set to remain in Southern California through early next week for additional meetings with teams such as the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Mets, among others, are known to be interested. They had a three-hour meeting, Andy.
Yeah.
And did not make an offer or discuss money in the entire meeting. Can I tell you why this annoys me? Because he's meeting with the Yankees, and he already knows all that stuff about the Yankees. He doesn't have to have an introductory meeting with the New York Yankees. He was literally just there. He knows about their stadium. He knows about their history. He knows about any Dominican players that ever played there and all this other stuff that you're doing in a three-hour meeting in your presentation right now. You have him there. It sounds like they had first crack at him. And you don't even talk money? You don't even discuss it? What? That's the most Red Sox thing ever. To sit down there for 3 hours with the top free agent of your class, who if you want to sign him, you have to make a big commitment and a big offer to, and instead of using that to your advantage, knowing that he can go and talk to the Yankees and not have to have an introductory meeting, they can get right to money. They can get right to an offer. Hey, Juan, thanks for coming. Here's what we want to offer you. You have him there for 3 hours, and you don't make an offer? I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of this process. I don't know if this is too early on in the process to be throwing numbers around. If it is, then fine. Just sue me, all right? But come on. You're going to be talking to a team that you already played for, a direct rival. You have maybe the first crack at them. You sit there for 3 hours, and you don't even talk about money at all? Like, what are we doing here? This is the most Red Sox thing I've ever heard in my life. You want to shed your label of being the interest kings? Make an offer, why don't you?
Yeah, this is the first time that I've been concerned. I'm not going to lie to you. And you know I've tried to remain optimistic and not get cynical. I, like you, not surprisingly, have not negotiated a lot of half-a-billion-dollar contracts in my life.
Yeah, just the one, you know.
Right. You do it once, you've done it a million times.
The one to be host one. That was right around there, I'd say. Yeah.
Nailed it. But I just, unless there were some rules in place, and it didn't seem to indicate there were, like parameters. Nope, we're not going to talk money. This meeting is only about facilities and about Dominican history in your organization and things like that. Which, by the way, hope we kind of glossed over the facilities part, because I don't think that's exactly
seriously
to sell anybody. Like that might have been actually a good time to. Did you say facilities or $500 million is on the table? I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I didn't quite hear you.
Have you seen the red seat?
Right.
So look at this.
Ted Williams, he wasn't Dominican, but he was really good. Mm-hmm. He could hit the ball a long way.
Totally, he totally hit the seat, too. That totally happened.
Yeah, you could hit it, too, with $500 million in your back pocket.
Yes.
But I don't.
Have you seen the Truly roof deck? Have we
it's
showed
really
you this?
Nice.
It is actually very nice. I do enjoy it. It's also right next to where they shoot those Nessun shows. And Sam Adams standing room only, of course, up there too with that bar. Great bartenders up there. I don't know how.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how much that may have swayed Juan Soto to wanting to come to Boston, though.
I don't think it did. In fact, I think it's very, very, very insignificant in the entirety of the process here. But I don't know how this works, and that's where you and I are both just outsiders to this whole world. But I can't see what would be wrong with saying, we're willing to go north of $500 million. We just want to make sure this is clear. We want to make sure that we put to rest any concerns you may have of us being the interest kings. Maybe you've heard or read stuff about past off seasons or whatever. We just want to make it clear. We are very much in the bidding for you. We not the specifics. It didn't have to be, it's going to be 14 years at $47.5 million per year. Just I think there should have been an indication of that. And this is a little like dating, right? Like, who says love first and who has to move in first?
We have to wait 3 days before we text her, right? Like, it's one of those things.
But you know what? If it's the right person and it's the right relationship, then doing it immediately if it feels right to you is right.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know, that's kind of how that works. So,
well, everybody's been going on and on about how aggressive they're going to be and, they really want Soto and they're really going to go for it. And this is it. They've got blinders on. It's full steam ahead here for Juan Soto. A 3-hour meeting and they don't even talk money. Like, okay, is it really full steam ahead or do you just want to sit there and go on and on about how great Fenway Park is? Like, come on, guys.
And at some point, you have to stop preparing to be aggressive, to use Craig Breslow's description, and actually be aggressive. Actually go for it. And maybe you get shot down, and maybe you embarrass yourself, and maybe he just whatever. Well, then it wasn't meant to be, but shoot your shot. This feels like you dribbled around for a while, and then the clock ran out, and you're like, we were supposed to shoot before this meeting ended? They never took the last shot, and I don't like that. It doesn't give me a good feeling. This is the first time I've had a bad feeling about this, even though our guy, Rob Bradford, he had a tweet yesterday about, you know, feeling like they're legitimately good in on this. I forgot the exact wording, but that made me feel good. And then the reports of this meeting kind of pulled the tablecloth out from underneath.
Yeah, people are...
aggressive.
Be aggressive.
People in the chat are like, Arkin, it was a preliminary meeting. Why don't you understand this? They weren't going to talk money. It's preliminary. First of all, what does that mean? A meeting's a meeting. If you're sitting down with the guy, are you sure that the Blue Jays and the Mets and any other team that's going to have a meeting with him are playing by your little rules here and aren't going to talk money and aren't going to make an offer? I can guarantee you the Yankees are. The Yankees don't need to have a preliminary meeting. They already had him here. He knows everything about the Yankees. They're just going to make an offer. They're going to say, here it is, Juan. This is what we're going to offer you. We don't need to go through all this preliminary crap. Here's it. Take it or leave it. And you know what? He just made the World Series with that Yankees team. And listen, I don't know all the specifics of everything that's going to happen here and what these other meetings are going to be. But you had a chance to get in there and blow him away with a big offer before he even sat down with any of these other teams, let alone the team he was just on that made the World Series and has pretty deep pockets. And I just feel like they blew that opportunity.
And how many times do you hear after somebody signs somewhere or even a trade goes down, the explanation of how it worked was they were the first team involved and they were aggressive from the first minute, right? Like, I feel like when people land in certain places, that's the description.
Yes.
They made it clear their intentions from the first minute. They were the most aggressive from the first minute. And I'm not sure. I find it hard to believe all of these teams are going to meet with him and not have an offer or not bring up money on some level. And you're right. It could absolutely be because you nailed it. The Yankees have nothing to discuss.
Right.
If we're not talking about money, then we have nothing. You already know what New York is like, what the Dominican community like Judge. Do you not like Judge? Do you like the clubhouse? Everything. He knows everything. We have nothing to discuss here. Mm-hmm. Literally nothing to discuss here unless you're going to start talking about money and offers and ballpark figures. And you could have beat the Yankees to the punch. Who knows? Maybe you say $575 million and the Yankees come in at $500 and he's already like, oh, wow. Red Sox are way ahead of the Yankees at this early point, but that
even if they made an offer and he didn't take it right away,
sure.
I at least feel better about knowing that they made the offer when they had a chance to. They didn't even make one. Like, come on, we'll get into
more.
Doesn't
that make you believe that they might be embarrassed by their offer?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, like I look at it that way.
Alex Spears said they only wanted to spend $100 million contract. Right. That's going to be their big contract, $100 million.
But if you have something impressive,
you're one.
Just usually people show it off.
Yeah,
like people are red. Like, I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to see what I have for you. I can't wait for you to see what Oh yeah, he's like $400 million. Did you not read the reports? It's going to go north of $500 million at the very least. So that also is something that worries me, that they're not proud of their offer. Because if you're proud of your offer, you make it sooner and more obvious.
Yeah. By the way, did we mention that there's going to be a lot of prospects joining the team who are all lefties
right.
and play outfield, so you can compete with them and worry about them taking your job someday? That's a guarantee we can make you one. And, oh, yeah, by the way, a lot of our ex-players who are not on the team anymore were very much Dominican, as is our third baseman. What do you think about that? That's not something you can say about New York City or anything. 617-779-7937. We'll get into more with the Red Sox in just a bit. However, the latest stoolie, John Gruden, did you know he was going to join Barstool? Did you have any idea about any of that? What a reveal that was to see Gruden walking into the Barstool headquarters. He's ranking the quarterbacks, and he's got Drake May pretty high. We'll get to that next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.